Lid?
Come on in. Yeah, just a few days ago. They're still pretty out of it, but they wanted to be in the garden and was pretty insistent about it, so I kind of had to let it go. Yeah, if I had my way, I would have forced them to rest a little longer, but apparently I was being too overprotective. Yeah, stubborn as all hell. But you didn't come here for that. Something wrong? Well, of course. I didn't expect them to celebrate it. Hunters were killed. But it had to be done. I don't regret it. Yeah, we'll let them complain. I had to make it clear that they're off limits. My family can go take a long walk off a short pier, to put it nicely. Yeah, I've heard it all. How they think I'm under a spell, that I'm betraying my species. I don't care. Look at the window, Lydia. You see them out there? Ask me what they're planting. Go ahead, ask me. Wolfsbane. More of it. Because after nearly dying from it, it makes sense that they'd want to plant more, right? Because they care more about humans than most humans do. I know. But I guess the headaches are a small price to pay to make sure that no one gets hurt during the full moon. Never. They don't like me staying during it. But I was there last month. Before the change, they chained themselves up. They even ate a little bit of wolfsbane to weaken their body. Tell me, Lydia, does that sound like a monster to you? Anyone else tries, I'll stop them before they even get a glimpse. No. They don't need to know. I just want them to smile again. If I need to make a river of blood to see that happen, I will. Maybe, but I was trained by the best, so they're more than welcome to try. They'd be happy to see you. You want to stay for dinner? Right. A witch's work is never done. Well, have a safe trip back. Damn hunters. You should really come inside now. You've already been out here an hour. It's getting hot and you're still recovering. Well, next time, don't nearly die and you won't have to deal with my overprotectiveness. But as it stands right now, hey, don't you ignore me. Do I need to drag you inside? Babe? Sweetheart. Hey, you with the gardening tools. Hi, yeah. Please come inside. At least get some water. It's getting hot out here. Thank you. You want ice? Here. I'm not asking. I know, but you can tell me anyways. I'm sorry. I'll do my best to chill. It's just... How did you know that? Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. They're just nightmares. They'll pass. What was that for? No, not at all. It's just... You're usually a lot more shy. I know that. All right. My eyes are closed. Now, what are you planning to do to me? I wouldn't mind that. All right, I'm done joking. Eyes are closed. I feel your heartbeat, yeah. I know. But I almost didn't get there in time. Okay. All right, you've made your point. You're alive, you're with me. Can I open my eyes? Okay. Come here. I was really scared. I know you did, but for a minute there, I thought you were gone. You're sure you want to know that? Okay. Okay. I took them out. The monsters that did that to you. And if more come, I'll handle them. I know. But if it's between you and them, I pick you. You know that. I made my choice a long time ago. If you're the monster, then so am I. Sorry, not sorry. It'll be okay. The nightmares will pass. And you're getting stronger every day, so that'll help. Now, what kind of question is that? No. You heard me. No. I don't have any regrets about any of this. None. Do you? Good. Then the way I see it, we're both doing what we want to be. No need for regrets. Stop. Protecting you isn't a problem. I'm glad I have these skills. Glad that I can help. I grew up thinking that you were a monster, and I was wrong. I was the monster. No. Let me finish. I'm serious. Before I met you, I was cold and cruel. I killed a lot of monsters that didn't hurt anyone simply because I was told to. If I had been sent after you, I would have killed you without a second thought. But then I met you and saw how you love to pet stray cats, how you like to make pasta and sing to it while it cooks because you think it makes it taste better. You're no monster. Sometimes I think you're more of a martyr. I've seen how much the plants out front hurt you. The headaches you try to hide. And you're planting more. Why? Exactly. To protect people. And if the hunters understood that, they'd realize who the true monsters were. So yeah, if more hunters come, I'll stop them. Even if it is my own family. Because they're the monsters. Not you. Never you. No regrets, love. Ever. Good. Now, any chance I could convince you to come inside and rest for a bit? Fine. I said fine. As long as you're resting, I'll watch whatever dumb show you want. Don't tempt me. Come on. I'll turn on the TV. You want anything to eat? You sure? All right. Come here. Lay on my chest. There you go. I've got you. alright, let's watch this dumb show. It is. I'm sorry, but your taste in TV is horrible. Fine, fine, I'll shut up. Hey. I love you. Nah, I just felt like telling you again. Now let's watch. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of regrets. We've come to a sort of conclusion. I personally see where there might be some more stories that might come from this, but that's up to Lupin. Again, this was written by Lupin Stole My Heart, who did an amazing job, and I'm not saying she needs to make more, but I'm kind of like you guys right now, where I would love to see more. This universe that she's created is a lot of fun. There's a lot of themes you can play with, at least themes that I can think of. So we'll see. Definitely will do more if I can. In the meantime, thank you for enjoying this video. And if you've made it this far, thank you. Please like, favorite, share, subscribe, and comment down below. Every little bit of support means a lot to me. You can check out my Twitter, you can check out my other channels, and you can even check out Laughably Dapper Entertainment. And if you want to see me and my wife doing some really awesome crazy stuff, you can also check me out on my OnlyFans if you want to commission me to do some voice work for you. You know, safe for work, not safe for work, I'll do whatever. But thank you guys so very much. And as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.